Okay, TH Life Series. I'm testing here. Well, this is going to be the first definition of the topic and the angle and what the story is. It's about life, but yeah, sure. I mean, what's interesting about that? Well, what I said there was I'm just going as it may be. A lot of words, but I'm not sure anything here needs to be written down. Maybe I can extract something later, but clearing my mind here. I mean, we have this life in this world, and we are the way we are. And life on Earth can be a real challenge. Which I think many would agree with today. But it really starts with the big questions. Questions that we maybe thought belong to philosophers and religious people. Or maybe we should say it that we may have thought of as metaphysical and philosophical or even religious. What is this life? Who am I living here? Did I exist before I came here, and will I exist afterwards? What's the purpose of this life? Now what? More and more people are returning to those basic questions. Feeling that their lives are not as happy and fulfilling. That we all expect it to be. In the past, these questions were central. Being taught in school. By philosophy and religion. But then it seems we... Many of us staked everything on one answer. That of materialism. Consumption. Well, that result, the society we have today is a result of that. So what are we going to do now? Well, in this series, the big questions. That's where we start. Now, the first question, is one that we each and every one should ask ourselves about our own life. whether my existence is just a little tiny blip in an eternity of nothingness. Before and after which I simply am not. Leading to meaninglessness, nihilism, and what's the use anyway? Well, that we did exist somewhere before we came here, and will continue existing somewhere after leaving. Making this life only a chapter. Maybe a short fantasy or even imprisonment. A learning experience that we need. Well, if that is the case, our real, full, actual life is so much more than this. Maybe it's simply going on forever, just the way we feel it should. And maybe it is happy, full of fun and love, just the way we feel it should. I just saw there's some visuals that could be put now. I'm anyway dictating here. some visuals that could be put there. Yeah, we can illustrate this blip from nothingness to nothingness. From nothing you are and to nothing you will become. And we illustrate the other one too. But here we are, and we are stepping into this, and then we're stepping out of it, scratching our heads, moving on. And of course, who made all this and is behind it? Nothing we know generally appears from nothing. And runs on its own without any control. What to speak of a universe. So no matter what they have told us, it's time to roll up our sleeves . Ask questions and seek answers. But not just to stuff some new information into our minds. But to seek that which is real, because actual reality should be one where we are happy and good and things work out, shouldn't it? Scratching head. I guess some think not. We can show the punks no future, no this, no that. All this dystopian stuff. But who told you? That reality is like this. This is reality. And those guys, then there are those who say that what we call reality here is pretty much a strange dream only. Anyway, let's start with the first practical question. Did we live before we came here? Did we exist? And will we continue existing after we leave? That's a pretty important question, don't you think? Well, while this guy will may pop up in your mind now saying, oh, you can never know that anyway. We can have one of our generator guys there. Who cares? Just watch a movie instead. But hey, stop that. Because in fact, it may not be right. It may not be true. So here we kind of and we get the guy back again, but science says dot 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 yes. But what about this science? This is science. And then we take the Ian Stevenson and all that. And the OBE. Ah, that's just pseudoscience. It has been debunked. It's to be ignored. Well, actually, that's not true either. This one is a real scientist. This one, University of West Virginia. And now we're going to hear the story they are telling us. Yes, by real, honest to God, scientific exploration. That's what we want, isn't it? So come along. Something like that. Maybe we just... stop there with a little teaser kind of thing and make people click on the next one. So, I can analyze this. I might just do it here. We need to have this first catcher thing, right? The hook, quickly laying out the premise, whatever you call it, what this is about, and the mystery, the question, the issue, the something that really concerns you, right? Me. You look at this. It's about your life. It's real. It's important. It's about something that maybe you forgot about and missed out in this life here, this world. Maybe there's something more. That kind of feeling there in the first few seconds, however I'm going to do that. And then I have this antagonist there, which is good. But first we paint that picture a bit more, how important this is and the implications, why it is important and why it means something to you, and we can emotionally pull you in there. Bringing out feelings that may resonate in you. And you might go, yeah, actually, here I am. Let me look a little bit more. And well, you've got two sides here. We establish the conflicting sides and then we do the bring in the antagonist and do the ping pong there. And then again, after that, we're bringing the nihilist saying, no, you can never know anyway, just watch a movie instead. And then, in the end, we bang them in the head with the science club. Look at this. These guys are scientists. Now let's listen to them leading to the next one. So I think this could be a working skeleton here, I mean, a working format. Is there anything else? Is this good? Okay, if it's good, then I just go with this. And I'd rather not waste my time with my own puny speculations here. Much of it should be in the visuals, and we put some extra effort into developing the emotional parts, which should then be about happiness versus unhappiness. I mean, look at how life can be sometimes, and we are all there sometimes, and we it may look gray and boring and depressive and bleak, and but if that is not the ultimate reality, if it's more than that, I mean, this would just show by imagery and we don't go for New Age, we go Plato, and we go this and that. And we bring in this feeling of hope, relief maybe, but at least the hope of relief. And of joy and beauty and meaning. This life is not for just surviving, but for enjoying, and for loving. Just try and put this in the imagery, the visual somehow or other. And that may be a good emotional content. And then we can just amplify the emotional content, so to speak, of the conflict too. You have this boring dystopian, maybe scientist looking gray, unhappy guy, coming up there. We don't need to create the other one. It gets too much AI. But we provide that with a narrator voice and the visuals that paint that picture. And we should use visuals and music in that way, painting pictures, evoking emotions. So keep it short, don't say too much in each episode. Put more emphasis on the visuals and the music and that kind of pulling in and grabbing and giving hope and rising curiosity. Mystery. The mystery of life. A mystery to be solved. And we are actually going to solve it here. If it can at all be solved. We're not going to give up. And you are in on this ride. We do it together here. You have the comments down there. If there's something you don't like, something you know more and want to add, just comment, and I promise I will read it. And if it's important, I'll bring it up in an episode here. Something like that, just really trying to make this very real, very down to earth, intimate, very much soul to soul. Here we are together. I'm just speaking here, you may speak your own. We're exploring together, that kind of feeling there. Yeah, I think that's good.